When I call you up, your line's engaged.
I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show. Craig, you will see me at the Apple Festival tomorrow. Matt Douglas and I will be manning the WEOL Chronicle Telegram. Or, wait a minute. I'm pushing the weekend. What is today?
Today's Thursday.
All right. Okay. Well, you might see me at the Apple Festival tomorrow because when they set up the food, it gives us options for different things to eat here in downtown Elyria as everybody comes out on Saturday. Now they get that right. We'll have Matt Douglas and myself broadcasting from the Apple Festival Saturday afternoon. But joining us to talk about all that is Apple is Linda Brown. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
We appreciate you coming in wearing red.
Of course.
Of course, not only the fact that, you know, Apple Festival, colors for Elyria, too. A lot of people
That's true.
As well. But the 36th annual Elyria Apple Festival goes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're always proud about the princesses, the crowning of the queen. Talk about that that takes place Saturday afternoon. It's one of the key events of the festival.
It is one of the key events, and our only hope is that the weather holds up for us and that we can be outside. Although, if it does rain, we will be in City Hall. Of course, there's a limited number of people that can be seated there. But we have eight beautiful girls, and they're doing a great job. This year, we have five returning queens, which are really nice to see them all and what they're doing. And it just is a wonderful event. The queen does receive a $500 scholarship for the college of her choice, and hopefully she will go somewhere close by and she can return to a lot of Apple festivals, of which they do. The prizes for the girls are donated mostly by the merchants in Elyria and some in Lorain County. But they all work hard just to go out and enjoy the group atmosphere together.
Take us through that process. Once they apply and decide they want to do this, what happens next and what happens on Saturday?
Well, there's no cost to them. We try to make it so that everyone is eligible, and if they need assistance in finding clothes or something, we do that too. Once they apply, they do have to be single. They have to live in Elyria or Elyria Township, and they have to be between the ages of 16 and 25. Then we practice, and I make sure that the girls all know how to model, and then we have a dance routine. We probably have four or five practices prior to that, and tonight we have an outdoor practice right on the stage, so they get used to doing it on the concrete. And with that, hopefully then the weekend, whoever is crowned, queen, first, second, third, runner-up, best costume, and Miss Congeniality. It's quite a lengthy process the day of the festival, as the girls start with prejudging. And we do have six judges. And so it's their task to define all the different categories that we have for them to judge. It's not easy. It's a hard job. So if you ever are asked to do it, and maybe we'll try for you next year.
Because Bruce has done it.
Yes, and I'm sure Bruce knows that it was a hard thing because they're all really qualified for
right.
it.
Right, and my favorite part, though, is the costumes. That such creativity that comes out, and it's just based on an Apple theme, right?
Yes, that's correct. It has to be Apple-related, and they come up with some real good ideas, and they make their own. They get help from parents, aunts, uncles, and whoever else they can get involved. But that is a real fun thing for them. The formal modeling, they enjoy that also. I think one of the harder things for the girls is out on stage, the last time they're out there, they pull a question out of the Apple Bowl. And there's all these people, which will be a couple thousand at that point, watching them. And they have to answer that question. And it's always something that there is no yes or no answer, and there's never a right or wrong answer. So it's usually about themselves, something that has been a real influence in their life and their education. So it's hopefully an opportunity for them to mature and grow up into nice young ladies.
Well, I know from having been a judge, there's some prior sort of interviewing process. So they kind of have a little bit of chance to feel what it's like to sort of see, you know, a panel of people answer questions So you kind of judge a little bit of the poise, the maturity, a little bit about the person that you can see that you sometimes don't get when you see somebody on stage. As they're walking through.
And that does frighten them when they know that they're going to sit down by themselves in a room with six judges looking at them. That does frighten them, but they do well. They usually come across very well.
And you can see in today's Chronicle Telegram, they do have the Apple Festival tab, and you'll see the pictures of the eight young ladies who are vying for the Apple Queen. A lot of entertainment going on. The marching band from Elyria Pioneer Marching
mm-hmm.
Band.
Right.
Kind of kicks everything off on the square on Friday. And talk about some of the other key events that take place.
On Saturday, we try to have that a lot for kids. And we do start out in the morning at 10 with the apple pie baking. And then from there, the apple pie eating, apple bobbing. And then we have the balloon drop. And this is all really geared towards the younger, except the pie baking. It's geared more towards the younger person. After the Princess Pageant, we do have the dance group from the Elyria YWCA, and followed by the cornhole. And the cornhole is for any age, but usually it's more of a 16 and older age group. And again, if it rains, the Princess Pageant on Saturday will go into City Hall. The cornhole tournament then we have it in behind the courthouse parking lot. We will have to go to East Rec. And unfortunately, that's a harder place to have a cornhole tournament. But that's a geared-in thing of fun and events. I would like to cover, though, Sunday, because our car show, we've added some new categories. We're trying to get more modern cars as well as all of our antique cars. So I believe it's called Modified Modern. And our car people have added those categories to come up to our 200 max. And I know we have some construction going on with McDonald's, so our car show will be moved down one block. It'll actually start right there at the corner of Cord Street and Kerstetter Way, and we'll move it down past Susan L's. So we still have the same amount of space, but we've had to move down one block. So it's still on. It should be bigger than ever this year, and hopefully the weather will make that possible for us.
Sunday, you also have the 5K and the fun walk.
Yes, that we do. We have that in the morning. I'm usually up here for the car show, so I don't get to. We start at 7:30 in the morning getting them in, and I as well as the 5K that goes on. And it's a lot of people get out and do the 5K. They're anticipating as a very big walk again. Yesterday, we actually started with our art show, and we had 1,584 pictures to judge. What a task. And they ran from third grade through 12th. So it took us a long time yesterday. And on Sunday, we do award those winners, and they come out on stage, and they go up there, and they get there.
Don't you display the artwork somewhere, too?
We display the winners. We used to try to do them all, but with 1,500, it's almost an impossible task. So in City Hall, in the Parks and Rec, in the windows there, we will have all the winners, best of show, first, second, third. And unfortunately, there's just no room to put all the 1,000 up. So again, all the kids, every participant, will receive a ribbon for participating in it. And I think that's the key thing for my younger group, is to make sure that they get the recognition that they need for helping to make it a successful Apple Festival.
You know, listening to you this morning, I get the impression that you work hard to pull lots of people, lots of groups together. It's not like, let's plop a festival down on the square and let it happen. You involve a lot of people.
We really try to involve a lot, because that's just what's going to make our community stronger. And trying to get the youth involved, because we know someday they've got to carry on this. And getting them involved is a fun thing, but takes a lot of people to put on a three-day event, yes. We start in March and we end in October. So it does. But it's fun. It's great to see the community all come together for those three days.
Yep. For those in the Lorain County know, when the Apple Festival shows up, it kind of sort of wraps out all of those festivals. It kind of comes through in the fall. This is one major one in Elyria, the Elyria Apple Festival, right on Ely Square. It runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and WEOL and the Chronicle Telegram stop by our booth. We'll be out there on Saturday broadcasting live as well, and hopefully the weather will cooperate for this festival. But regardless, it'll still go on, and a lot of good fun food and apples of all kinds. You get that coming down, and a lot of different food vendors and a lot of great music, Craig.
Oh, the music is.
I'm looking at some of these names of the what is it, the Back Porch Swatters or Front Porch Swatters? Front Porch Swatters and the Malt Shop Memories. These are some of the things.
We do have some new ones. Again, we try to get new ones each year, and we try to make sure that we satisfy the group of people that are here.
The Geese Cats. I'm looking at some of these names. So a lot of fun music and food, and it's just a nice time to come out to Elyria to enjoy the festival. Linda, thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Linda Brown, our guest this morning, all about the Elyria Apple Festival.